you know, in some respects, one might ask, do we really need another reason to convince somebody to be physically active? And, you know, if it works even better for patients than colon cancer, then let's just proceed. Do we need randomized studies? Is an observational effort sufficient?
Well, you know, and Rowan Chablowski's pointed out the fact, you know, the whole concept of what does it take to change somebody's behavior. And, you know, cancer recurrence might be a little bit more motivating than just maybe looking good.
And absolutely. You know, in fact, Rowan and others have demonstrated that breast cancer patients are particularly interested in asking about nutritional therapies and physical activity. They're actively asking their doctors about it. So I think it's a great teaching moment for physicians.
So for practical purposes, you're a busy physician in clinic counseling patients about adjuvant therapy, putting on trials, et cetera. What do you say, if anything, to them about this issue?
Well, I encourage patients to be physically active. And given the fact that even walking regularly is beneficial for those individuals who just aren't capable of running on a treadmill, I counsel about walking and other sort of ways to achieve just moderate physical activity. I talk to them about aspirin. If it's not contraindicated, I encourage them to do it.
Baby aspirin a day?
Yeah. Although with cancer prevention, it does look like more is better. But in terms of our initial study, we didn't find a particularly strong dose effect, and most of the individuals were taking cardioprotective doses.
So when you counsel them to exercise, do you actually bring up the fact that maybe it's going to reduce the relapse rate?
I sure do. Because, you know, we now have in the JCO two studies, two independent efforts that show the same thing, that physical activity is beneficial.
How do you see people responding when you talk to them about that?
I don't think they question it. I think they know that physical activity is a good thing. And it's just a matter for them, you know, given everything they're dealing with, to put that into their lifestyle. Now, in fact, we recognize that during chemotherapy, it is hard for people to really get into this. We actually looked, because the second questionnaire on our study was post-chemotherapy, and physical activity during that time period was equally beneficial. So what I try to do is I mention it during our initial consultation, and then I'll bring it up again. I actually use the end of chemotherapy, adjuvant chemotherapy, as a great teaching moment, because I find a lot of patients will now, they get a little nervous about the fact, what do I do now? I'm done with chemotherapy. Have I done everything I need to? And I think they're very receptive to talking about things like diet, lifestyle, aspirin. They're interested.